Vivian Reed, and today is June the 21st. Is that correct?
Today is the 21st. Today is the 21st.
At about
1:20 p.m.
1:20 p.m., and I am interviewing Mr. Morris Josephson at the Jewish Community Center. I will have a few questions that I'm going to use, some of which were taken from Rowan Banton's file. Okay. Could I ask you first your full name, please?
My full name is Morris Josephson.
Okay. What is your age?
79.
And could you tell me a little bit about your family?
Well, I come from a large family. I was born and raised in New York City. My mother and father passed away. My father passed away many years ago. My father passed away in 1916, and my mother passed away in 1964. I served in the Army until 1945, when I moved to Bridgeport.
Okay, let me throw in another question here. Did your family come to the city of Bridgeport to seek employment? Is that the reason that they came here?
No. I married a Bridgeport girl, and I lived in New York when I first got married, and when I was discharged from the Army, I didn't have a place to live, so I came to Bridgeport because my wife's family lived in Bridgeport.
Okay. did you attend school? Where did you attend school?
In New York City.
In New York City. And what college did you go to?
I went to CCNY.
What was your major or your interest in college?
I studied accounting.
Accounting. Okay, well, let's use some of the specific questions that I have here from Rowan. As I understand it, you had a wholesale and a retail business, is that correct?
Yes.
I
was in the manufacturing business in New York until 1943 when I went into the Army. I had to close up my business to serve in the Army, and I served overseas for 2 years. And I was discharged in August of 1945 when I came to Bridgeport. Then I went into business in October 1945 in Bridgeport, and I was in the manufacturing business until 1958. In 1958 I went out of the manufacturing business, and I went into the retail business, in the rental business. I rented all types of equipment until I retired, which was 6 years ago.
Okay. Do you have any regrets about being in the type of business that you were in?
No,
I
do it again because the rental business was a new type of business, and I found it most interesting and knowledgeable. I met people all over the United States. I was a national director. I was president of the region. I was director for the region. I was traveled through most of the states as a director, and I met hundreds and hundreds of people from Canada and Australia and different parts of the world.
Okay. What would be some of the changes that you see in the city now that maybe would or would not have taken place when you first opened your business? Do you see any changes in the city that that were not around when you opened your business? And why do you think that those changes have taken place in the business area? But where was your business in Bridgeport? Can you tell me the location of your business?
Well, my business, I started in Stratford, and when my lease expired, I moved into Bridgeport on Huntington Turnpike, where I stayed in business until I decided to retire. When I was 72 years old, I retired.
Okay. Was there any time of the year that you thought was better for business, for your type of business?
Well, most of the year, except the winter months, was excellent for business.
I see. Compared to now, how is the Huntington, or did you say Huntington
Turnpike?
How is the area compared to now when you bought your business?
Well, the area is about the same over there because there was a large apartment house opened up, and there were a lot of small homes around the area, and I got my business from all over, because the type of business I was in was a new type of business. It was renting all types of equipment, whether it was lawn equipment. It was good for factories, it was good for business, it was good for homes. So people weren't familiar with it in the beginning, but after enough advertising, people became familiar with it, and they needed the type of business, so it was had to become successful eventually.
Yeah, was it a forerunner of Taylor Rental, sort of?
Oh, it was before Taylor Rental.
Yeah.
I went in business in 1958. Taylor Rental business started about 1963 or 64.
Yeah, so they picked they, up that
they started,
idea.
They started afterwards, business. Yes.
I see. Oh, that's interesting. Could you tell me what made you decide to let us interview you for our Living History project?
Well, when you called me up, I agreed to be interviewed.
Yep, because it sounded interesting to you, or because you thought it would, what did you think it would benefit?
Well, it wasn't a question of benefiting by it. I felt that it was interesting enough to relate my experiences.
Okay, well, that sounds good. All right, tell me, you said you were in the war, and you came back in, did you say 19?
August
1945. 45. Could you tell us a few of your war experiences?
Well, I lived in England for close to a year, and then I was in France for about 9 months.
Mm-hmm. Where were you when D-Day occurred?
I was in England.
How was that?
Well, I was in England from December until 1944. From December 1943 to August 1944. Then after D-Day, I went over to France in December 1944, and I stayed in France until the war ended.
Was there anybody that you knew that was in the war with you that you know now that came back with you?
No.
The war with you? No, there were none. Were you involved?
See,
I'm sorry.
I was over 35 at the time, mm-hmm. So when I came to the front line, they decided not to use any men over 35 in the front lines, so I was taken out of the front lines and given a job elsewhere.
I see. Were you able to use your accounting experiences during the war at all?
No.
Your training?
No, I didn't use any of my... Well, the only thing is I worked for a few months in a PX, and I was in charge of a PX in France, which was about the only experience that I had using accounting.
I see. Were you involved in any way with the Bridgeport politics in the 30s?
No, I was never involved in any politics.
Okay. all right. When you received your draft papers, what was the first thing that you thought about?
Well, before I received my draft papers, I was in business. And I was wondering how I was closed up my business when I was notified I was going to be put into 1A. And I decided to enlist, because when I enlisted, I was given 6 months' time to close up my business. So that 6 months' time gave me sufficient time, although I had a little trouble with the landlord. I was in business on 7th Avenue, New York, in the garment business. And my landlord didn't want to let me get out of my lease, so I had to go to an attorney who didn't charge me. He just called up the landlord and told him that he would take me to court almost immediately. He would take him to court almost immediately and make him look like 2 cents that he refused to let me go into the army.
Oh. Are there any members of your family left that helped you build your business, or that were involved in your business with you?
Well, when I was in the garment business before I went into the army, there was one brother that was with me. He's 80 years old now. He's still alive.
In your opinion, has Bridgeport changed for the better or for the worse since you've been here?
Well, I think it's there's some improvements in Bridgeport. I don't think it's worse. I think it's improved somewhat because when I first came to Bridgeport, my father-in-law was somewhat of a politician. He was involved with McLevy. He was an alderman at the time. Mm-hmm. And he went all over with McLevy and visiting him on political trips about the city. So I had an idea, and Schwarzkopf was the city clerk. So I knew him and I knew McLevy through my father-in-law. Uh-huh. So I was familiar with some of the things that were going on in the politics. But I never got involved in politics itself.
Okay, because one of the questions from the student is, were you around when Jasper McLevy was mayor?
Yes, well, I knew Jasper McLevy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Mr. Josephson, I thank you very much for your time. And if you don't mind, maybe we can just listen to this for a minute or two before you go to your next activity.
Okay,
right?
Go ahead.
Okay.